You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. In the past, when government agencies and the media requested court records from the Kern County Superior Court, they could typically get them for free. Well, that changed last month, due in part to huge volumes of record requests. And it's part of a national trend. FM89 reporter Monica Velez joins me in the studio to talk about why this matters and whether tacking on court fees has the potential to violate constitutional rights. Hi, Monica.
Hey, Carrie.
So what exactly changed here and when did that happen?
Yeah, so the changes started on September 1st, and the courthouse used to make it free for government agencies to get copies and certification fees for criminal records, but not anymore. Now they're going to have to pay 50 cents per page and a $25 fee per document they want certified. So this also applies to all media. Reporters used to get criminal and civil records free of charge in Kern County, but not anymore. And on top of that, media organizations will also be charged for off-site retrievals, and that's when someone has to get records that are stored outside of the courthouse, and that's going to cost $20 per file.
Okay, that's a big change. But why does this even matter? Why do journalists in particular need to access records, and could this become prohibitive for some journalists?
So court records can be very important for reporters depending on what you're covering. For example, I've covered stories about sexual abuse survivors who have sued priests and school officials. And in my experience, oftentimes for stories like these, school districts and dioceses won't outright tell you what happened or what the allegations are. But court records will. So for some stories, I wouldn't have been able to give people the full picture without these documents. And these are all of public interest, especially when sexual abuse accusations are against priests and teachers, who are people kids and adults naturally trust.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any idea of why the court actually made these changes?
So in a statement, officials at the court said it's because of the increased cost and labor that goes into record requests. These changes are pretty consistent with what other courts do. I talked to Timothy Draklis, who's a Fresno State professor in the Media Communications and Journalism Department. He says charging people for public records is a national trend because of the volume of requests courthouses get.
Okay, so far we've been kind of talking about this from the perspective of journalists, but we're not the only people making these requests, right?
Exactly, yeah. So while reporters do need access to court records to pursue some stories, Draklis says it's a misconception that reporters are the only ones making most of the requests.
The number of media outlets hasn't changed that much over time. While the media is certainly more aware of public records and their power in telling stories, and they certainly have made more than they used to, a lot of these requests are coming from other places. They're coming from private citizens, they're coming from campaigns, they're coming from interest groups, they're coming from concerned citizens who are worried about a specific issue.
So is this legal? Do courts still have full authority to do this?
Yeah, for sure. And it's courts all over the country who have started to tack on more fees. Draklis says some people request records just to request them, unlike media and government agencies who are doing it for a purpose. So adding on fees like this has become an effort to kind of discourage people from requesting thousands of records that are broad and not for a specific purpose. And sometimes it can take months or even years to, you know, gather and compile all of this information.
I'm very sympathetic to what the court officers in Kern County have to put up with and go through. I'm not critical at all of what they're doing. It's a reality situation. But for the average person on the street who maybe wants to, they don't have very much money, and their, you know, a friend or a relative might be in jail, and they want to look at the court file to see if that would be a problem. If you're a lawyer and you're not exactly making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you need to get documents so that you can appeal a case or look at a sentencing to see if there was any grounds for appeal, you need to pay for those documents.
This also brings up some larger questions about people's constitutional rights. Here's Glenn Smith, who's the litigation director for the First Amendment Coalition.
There is a constitutional right of access to court records. That's pretty clear. So the question becomes, at what point has it become so burdened by fees and delays that for all practical purposes, that constitutional right no longer exists?
He also says tacking on fees can violate people's rights when they are part of a case that's going through the judicial system.
Technically, now, if you're a party to litigation, you should be getting served with court records by the other side. But that's not always the case. That doesn't always happen. And you may need to take a look at the file to see what's happening to your case.
Okay, so we've mostly been talking about fees that that have changed recently, but there are other fees that were pre-existing that are still in effect, right?
Yeah, so most courthouses charge a printer's fee. At their current court, they charge 50 cents per page to print documents. You can also request records electronically, but there's a fee with that too. And if it takes longer than 10 minutes to search the records, they charge you $15. Other courthouses in the San Joaquin Valley do this too, like Tulare County Superior Court. Fresno, Merced, and Kings counties have documents you can download online. You still have to pay for those too. At the Madera County Courthouse, you have to call in to get information on court cases or go there in person. There's very minimal information online there.
So are all these fees considered high?
Glenn Smith says these are high, and they will likely just keep getting higher until someone challenges it. Although it will probably take a news organization or an organization like the First Amendment Coalition to challenge these fees, you know, because the average person doesn't have the capacity to challenge the system. And Smith added that he doesn't doubt courthouses are facing budget issues.
But I also think that providing public access to court records should be part of the DNA of the court system. And to start nickel and diming, or not even nickel and diming, to start $10, $25 here and there, you know, asking individuals to pay those fees to get access to the records, at some point does become a violation of the constitutional access rights.
So is that why you were interested in looking into Kern County's fees?
Yes, it's in the public interest to know when there are changes or increases to any type of fees to access public information.
Very interesting. Monica Velez, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.